Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top headlines at week's end. And on Friday, the Congressional Budget Office released a new forecast putting the federal budget deficit at a record $1.8 trillion for the current fiscal year, 2009. The jump from the CBO's January deficit forecast of $1.2 trillion could make it tougher for President Obama to get his 2010 budget passed. Remember, that one carries a price tag of $3.6 trillion. The CBO made its earlier forecast before the $787 billion economic stimulus package was signed into law back in February. The goal of the massive stimulus is to reverse the nation's economic decline. Republicans have attacked the president's 2010 budget proposal for increasing taxes on the wealthy and including big spending on health care and energy reform, as well as a cap-and-trade system that heavily taxes industry and energy producers, which would in turn pass along those costs in large numbers to consumers. The House and Senate Budget Committees will begin work on their fiscal 2010 budget plans next week. Meanwhile, President Obama on Friday telling representatives of state legislatures they are on the front lines of the nation's economic recession. Obama made the remarks at the National Conference of State Legislatures here in Washington. He said the purpose of the Recovery Act or stimulus package signed into law last month will have wide-ranging effects on state levels nationwide.
Because of what we did, there will be teachers in the classroom and police on the beat who otherwise wouldn't be pursuing their essential missions. Because of what we did, neighborhood health clinics are creating jobs and providing affordable care to those who need it.
Obama said $2 trillion will be reduced from the nation's deficit over the next decade, but he offered assurances that investments in growth and prosperity will remain intact. The president reminded legislators that Americans are watching carefully to see the results of the stimulus package, calling this an extraordinary time requiring extraordinary responsibility on everyone's part. The biggest financial story of the week, of course, was the $165 million in bonuses shelled out to AIG executives from your tax dollars as a result of the Wall Street bailout fund. The man who finally admitted responsibility for inserting that into the stimulus package was Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee. But Dodd is not going to share the buck alone. He says he's angry about the fact that the executives got the bonuses, but he says the only reason he included it in the legislation is because the Treasury Department demanded it.
I'm the author of what was an 11-page amendment that covered the waterfront, I thought, 8 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, on dealing with these issues. And so no one's angrier than I am to watch something that I thought was worthwhile to put into that bill. I wouldn't go around and change my own amendment within days of that if I didn't think it was merely technical in nature. And so I'm angry about it, and angry that in a sense I've been held up as sort of responsible for all of this, when in fact I responded to what I thought was a reasonable request at the time, which has turned out to be far more than that.
Meanwhile, on Wall Street at the end of the week, the Dow Jones lost 122 points Friday to finish the week at 7278, the NASDAQ down 26 to 1457, the S&P 500 lower by 15.5 points to 769. Also today, President Obama issuing a short video message to the people of Iran on the event of their new year. He says he's extending his hand in a gesture of diplomatic friendship.
We have serious differences that have grown over time. My administration is now committed to diplomacy that addresses the full range of issues before us and to pursuing constructive ties among the United States, Iran, and the international community.
But he also says the tactics that Iran has threatened and demonstrated are not useful in fostering peace.
This process will not be advanced by threats. We seek instead engagement that is honest and grounded in mutual respect.
Iran leaped at Obama's overture earlier on Friday to start a new relationship, saying they still awaited concrete action and not just talk. An aide to Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said, quote, "The Iranian nation has shown it can forget hasty behavior, but we are awaiting practical steps by the United States," unquote. Specifically, Iran is hoping to see sanctions eased, even though they were recently toughened, and an easing of U.S. support for Israel, which most experts don't see coming. Two U.S. Navy ships collided in the Straits of Hormuz, the narrow waterway south of Iran that links the Gulf of Oman and the Persian Gulf. The crash involved the USS Hartford, which is a submarine, and the USS New Orleans, an amphibious vessel. 15 sailors on the Hartford were slightly injured and returned to duty. All those aboard the New Orleans escaped injury, but the ship sustained a ruptured fuel tank. Damage assessments are underway, and no word has been given on the cause of the collision. President Obama, meanwhile, facing a bit of a backlash over a politically incorrect joke that he made on Thursday's edition of NBC's Tonight Show with Jay Leno. When Leno started poking fun at Obama's notoriously bad bowling skills late in the interview, the president's response snowballed into an offhand remark that appeared to make fun of the mentally disabled.
I've been practicing bowling.
Really? Really?
I bowled a 129.
Oh, no, that's very good. Yeah. Oh, that's That's very good, Mr. President.
This is like Special Olympics or something.
The White House quickly issued a statement late Thursday with spokesman Bill Burton saying the president was just trying to be self-deprecating, adding the comment was in no way intended to disparage the Special Olympics. But Maria Shriver, daughter of Special Olympics founder Eunice Kennedy Shriver, says my mother has dedicated her life to fighting stereotypes and ridicule for this community, and there's still much work to be done. Still ahead on this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll have our end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol steps. We'll preview the gripping Iraq War documentary, Brothers at War. And when we come back, General Tom McInerney on the president's address to Iran. Stay tuned.